It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there in the, actually one of the more civilized cities. There's just a new list out. And Zurich makes the I think, top 10. Switzerland, hi, Mirella.
Hi, yes, it always does, but without wanting to sound negative, I always have some...
comments about that?
comments about those listings.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a very interesting thing to read, but in my opinion, to take with some caution.
How about a pound of salt?
Yes, about it, yeah. So today I wanted to speak about two topics. One is Sweden, because in the time of the Me Too movement, Sweden decided to have a new law approved about sex without consent. And it's actually quite interesting because one has the feeling by reading the headlines that this is an incredible, advanced and innovative new law, while luckily, certain articles also mention the fact that Sweden is by no means the first one to have such a law about sex without consent. And it seems like 9 other countries in Europe have already laws that are maybe not exactly the same, but deal with the same issues and are quite similar. Those countries include England, Belgium, Iceland, Germany, Luxembourg, and a few others. So what is this law about? It's about stating that sex without consent is rape, even when there is no direct threat or force involved, no violence, no vulnerable position that has been misused. So that will be implemented as of the 1st of July. It was widely accepted, 257 votes against 38. So one can say that this is definitely a law wanted by a large majority. It won't request anymore to prove that there has been violence. The only thing that will have to be still proved is intent. So to be, for example, passive will not be considered anymore as consent, which was the case until now. So in one way or the other, words or acts, it will need to be a clear case if both person are consensual and if that act is clearly wanted by both sides. There is something interesting in saying though that this is not approved by all lawyers, for example, because they feel that it can be misused for one thing, and for the other thing, it won't necessarily lead to more prosecutions because it is still very difficult to prove bad intent. That being said, I think that it's changing a law of that kind. It's not necessarily because one wants to have immediately more prosecutions, but it's more also to have a law that shows young people, new generation, and maybe also older one, but of course mainly for the generation to come, that times have changed and that mentalities have changed and that sex is considered under new laws and new principles. So one has the feeling that changing such a law is kind of maybe excessive. Some people have used also this opportunity to come up with some apps where one can basically agree or disagree with certain sexual acts and have that basically in writing, making that more safe and sure, and maybe avoid some lawsuits in the future. So of course, when such a topic is seen under an app, that can look very unromantic and almost close to ridiculous. But I think those are not necessarily the conditions that one has to look through. It's not about an app. It's not about signing contracts. It's not about being non-romantic. It's basically about saying, look, this is an act where people have to both agree. It has to be consensual, and being just passive doesn't mean much, because sometimes passivity is also induced by fear. And therefore, it's not enough of a sign to see if a person is really interested or not. So that was for Sweden today. I think it's interesting, though, to note one more time that while it seems completely revolutionary, maybe because of the side topics in the papers of the Me Too movement, it is, as said before, the 10th country in Europe to have such a law. And so it's not innovative. It's just basically following what many other countries have done already. Concerning Germany, I think one could also now see that the danger we were talking about last week, Jill, about Chancellor Angela Merkel having big issues in her country concerning immigration, have proven to be true. The Horst Seehofer, the leader of the CSU, the partner in the current coalition, was even ready to quit his job in order to show how unhappy he was on the immigration deal that Chancellor Merkel did with the rest, not the rest of Europe, with some European countries a few days earlier. They came luckily to a compromise. There will be the creation of transit centers on the borders with Austria in order to hold asylum seekers that have basically arrived in other countries in Europe and then will be returned to these countries, as this is the famous Dublin Agreement that Mr. Seehofer wants to implement fully. This is easily said than done, because Italy is absolutely not ready to take back anybody, as the point of Italy is wanting to share the amount of asylum seekers with the rest of Europe. But I think some agreement have been made with Greece and with Spain, who actually agreed to take back the people who first entered in their country and have to be dealt in their country as well. And last but not least, the usual country, Czech Republic, Hungary, and Poland have already clearly stated their lack of interest in taking anybody in their country. So the feeling that comes out of this situation is clearly one of many compromises made one way or the other in order to keep some stability in this broken European Union when it comes to immigration. Luckily, many other things seem to be working quite well, but immigration definitely remains one of the biggest issue to be dealt with, and Chancellor Angela Merkel is definitely weakened in her belief by the simple fact that her own coalition partner does not agree with her. So once again, a topic that we will probably have a few more times in the future, as all of these agreements will have to be implemented. And this is probably when it's going to become interesting, because the implementation and the wording of those agreements is vague enough to let a lot of interpretation. And at this point, it will have to be implemented in a more rigorous way if Chancellor Angela Merkel wants to keep her coalition in Germany working.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.